Good morning. It's Saturday, July the 31st, 2021, 6:40 a.m. There's going to be a lot of sniffing and snorting this morning, I'm afraid. My nose is just... there must be some sort of allergic reaction, I think. It rained last night, which means the air is really heavy this morning. It's really wet. Significant thunder showers blowing through overnight. It was it was rolling thunder. I haven't heard rolling thunder in I don't know how long. Most of the thunder around here is sort of like boom and it's over. And this is like boom bala boom bala boom bala boom bala boom bala boom bala boom bala. Windows rattling. It's pretty loud. Nose blows. Voices. My friend with the Scotty dogs across the street. Oh, it's them. Okay. There's another guy with a little Scotty dog. There. The dogs are having issues. They're having words. Anyway, last day of July. I wonder if today will be the day that I finally make some progress. I don't have a lot to talk about today, but I'm reading Torchship Trilogy. It's a long volume of all three books, an omnibus edition of the individuals. It's pretty good. I actually had started it some time ago, and then put down a sample, and I don't remember why. But apparently I was just in the mood for it, so when I picked it up this time, I was like, yeah, okay, we'll do this. I've been doing a lot more on Twitter. A lot of what I'm doing on Twitter is blocking people. I run TweetDeck on my desktop, and I have several columns open in it for various things. I still have one for EVE Online. I don't know why. I have one for SIFWA. I do know why. It's like, you really need to be aware of what's going on. And SIFWA Twitter. But occasionally I see somebody asking, and it's so clear that what they're doing is that they're asking for interaction and not realizing that the column is writing community. And it's so obvious that they're looking for interaction, not recognizing that interaction, even if they got it in writing community, wouldn't carry over to reading community. They're so busy getting followers, they're not paying attention to who they're getting to follow them. Oh, follow me and I'll follow you back. Really? Why? Why would I do that? It's an endemic problem. It's everywhere. Everybody chasing numbers without understanding what the numbers mean. ConvertKit is about to do another Grow Your List challenge. And, you know, I suppose for the people who have like 100, 25, people subscribe to their list, the drive to put more numbers up. And it doesn't matter if they're reviews or followers or likes or retweets or whatever. They're focused on the numbers and are not focused on the goal. It doesn't do you any good at all to have 5,000 writers on your list. 5,000 writers following you. Unless you're selling something to writers. In which case, that might be useful. David Goffin has a whole series of books aimed at the writing community. All of them really good. Started out with Let's Get Digital, and it's just kept going. Yeah, sticky. Coming up on it. Get ready. Sit with me. Monk pose. It's cooler today. It's supposed to be... It's only supposed to get up into the 80s. Which is good compared to the high 90s. That's where we've been the last 3 or 4 days. You get up in the morning and it's 75 already. It's not... It doesn't bode well for the rest of the day. We didn't lose a lot through radiation cooling last night. Because of the heavy cloud cover. But we did lose some to the rain. So 60 something this morning. 66. I heard from my doctor. Well, I heard from the doctor's office. I think I mentioned it the other day. I'm trying to get caught up on my checkups. So I've got an appointment for my rheumatologist. We've got an appointment for my rheumatologist. But when I tried to schedule my primary care, she had no listings, nothing. So they actually called me yesterday afternoon and said, yeah, we're trying to catch up with patients and get them back on schedule. And would you be interested in coming in for a checkup? And it's like, yes, please. And I tried to schedule it, but she has no appointments listed. No availability. And apparently she had some sort of emergency of her own. I'm not exactly sure. None of my business. But I hope she's all right. I hope her family's all right. Like it's burning off a little bit. There's actually a little patch of light cloud up there that is probably where the sun is. The one little ripe tomato is no longer on its stalk. I hope they picked it and didn't get knocked off by the rain last night. I don't know if it rained heavy or not. I didn't hear the rain. All I heard was thunder. But clearly it rained at least a bit. Everything is really still soggy. It was still dripping a little bit when I started out this morning, but But I haven't been dripped on in a while. I started up a new character in Mass Effect. Just because I have this, I get a certain jolt. I don't know if it's an endorphin or dopamine or whatever, but there's a certain satisfaction in solving the problems, even though I know how to solve them. Going through all of the various missions and quests and assignments, and I didn't start a soldier this time. I started an engineer. And that's apparently one of the tougher careers. Only 5% of people play engineers, according to a survey from somebody. And I looked at that and said, okay, I'm not playing on an exceptionally high difficulty. I'm just playing on normal difficulty. So now that I know how to work the keys, which keys do what, it's not terribly difficult. I still died a couple times. You get your fingers tangled up and then you're dead. But I keep looking at the game from a meta level, looking at it through the lens of the storytelling. The overall end at Mass Effect 3, the overall end is a bit unsatisfactory. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody who might want to play through there, but the final ending, the final boss fight, the final thing, you're given three choices. And none of the choices are particularly good. So you get to the end and there are these three dun dun dun, and none of them are any good. Well, I'm not saying none of them are any good. None of them are very satisfactory. Let's put it that way. None of them are very satisfactory. I can see why they did Mass Effect Andromeda. But it doesn't fill me with excitement to go out and drop the coin for Mass Effect Andromeda. Although perhaps if I get my engineer through, when I get my engineer through. That's the other thing that I came to realize, is that you will eventually win. Morning. You might not win on your first strategy. You may not win on your first try. But if you keep poking at it, you will eventually win. You can take down a Geth armature with a sniper rifle if you're patient. Yeah, it's a lot like I would imagine cutting a steel bar with a nail file might be. Doesn't seem like you're making any progress for a very long time. So you have to sort of just keep at it. And eventually it goes plop. But the challenge is to keep from dying while you're doing it. Oh, my nose. Anyway, I made it. Here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.